This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops control about 80% of the fiercely contested eastern city and have destroyed all three bridges leading out of it. But Ukrainians were still trying to evacuate the wounded, according to a regional official on Tuesday. The governor of the eastern Luhansk region acknowledged that a mass evacuation of civilians from Severodonetsk now was simply not possible due to the relentless shelling and fighting. Ukrainian forces have been pushed to the industrial outskirts of the city because of the scorched earth method and heavy artillery the Russians are using. And there is still an opportunity for the evacuation of the wounded. Communication with the Ukrainian military and local residents, the mayor explained to the, or should say the governor explained to the Associated Press by telephone, adding that Russian soldiers have not yet completely blocked off the strategic city. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announced his support Tuesday for his chamber's emerging bipartisan gun agreement, boosting momentum for modest but notable election year action by Congress on an issue that's deadlocked lawmakers for three decades. The Kentucky Republican said he hoped an outline of the accord released Sunday by 10 Democrats and 10 Republicans would be translated into legislation and enacted. McConnell's backing was the latest indication that the last month's gun massacres in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, had reconfigured the political calculations for some in the GOP after years of steadfastly opposing even incremental tightening of firearms curbs. Most stocks on Wall Street dipped Tuesday in their first trading after tumbling into a bear market on worries that high inflation will push central banks to clamp the brakes too hard on the economy. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. FDA advisors are now backing Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for older children. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia. And that is AP correspondent Mike Rossia. Federal authorities have indicted 26 people and seized nearly 500,000 counterfeit pills laced with fentanyl during a two-year investigation into an international drug smuggling operation, according to prosecutors on Tuesday. Charges of the conspiracy to traffic drugs and possessing drugs with intent to distribute were filed against 26 people. 17 defendants, most of them from San Diego and surrounding areas, have been arrested, and the others are being sought, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. If convicted, they face 10 years to life in prison and up to $10 million in fines each, according to prosecutors. The drug trafficking operation based in Mexico shipped counterfeit pharmaceutical pills laced with fentanyl, powder fentanyl, heroin, methamphetamine, and cocaine to the United States, again, according to prosecutors. Brazil's federal police said Tuesday that they arrested a second suspect in connection with the disappearance of an indigenous expert and a British journalist in remote areas of the Amazon. The suspect is a 41-year-old fisherman and a brother of the man, so far considered by police as the main suspect in the case. The federal police said that in a statement that they seized ammunition and an oar but did not say why the items were confiscated, who they belonged to, or where they were found. The Southern Baptist Convention voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to create a way to track pastors and other church workers credibly accused of sex abuse and launch a new task force to oversee further reforms in the nation's largest Protestant denomination. The vote came 3 weeks after the release of a blockbuster report by an outside consultant on the log simmering scandal revealing the Southern Baptist leaders mishandled abuse cases and stonewalled victims for years. Thousands of Southern Baptists are in Anaheim for their big national meeting. They elected a new SBC president who is a staunch proponent of Southern Baptist conservative views. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.